Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
You just called me.
Did you leave your number, sir, for us to give you a call back?
Yes. Let's see. My credit card company says I got a charge from you. They denied the charge, and we didn't order anything. So they told me to call you up and find out what was going on.
Okay, sir. May I please have your zip code?
61354.
Thank you.
And what company are you with?
We are a third-party company, sir. We service over thousands of products for different companies.
Oh. Yeah, this is something, Gadget Dynamics Incorporated or something. I don't know.
May I have your first and last name?
Let's see. My name on the credit card is Thomas Kaczynski, KASZYNSKI.
Okay, sir, I'm not finding an account. Can you please spell the first and last name for me?
Thomas, Thomas, Kaczynski, KASZYNSKI.
KASZYMSKY.
N, not M.
YN.
KASZYNSKI.
I'm not finding an account, sir.
All right. Yeah, we shouldn't have an account.
Can you spell her first and last name? Can you spell her first name for me?
Yeah, her name is Gretchen. GRETCHEN.
I'm still not finding an account.
Good, because we don't have an account.
Well,
all
sir, you have
did,
to have an account if you're being charged.
Well,
I have to pull up something
was,
somehow.
Yeah, she paid a shipping charge. Is all she paid was $6 or something like that.
What was it for?
Whatever, I don't know.
When was this charge made, the $6.95?
Hold on. Gretchen, this credit card, you used it to pay a shipping charge? And what was the shipping charge for?
And when was it made?
For a KitchenAid mixer.
Yeah. Okay, so where I can't do anything because I'm not putting up your guy's name or account.
Okay, here, I'm going to hand you over because I can barely hear.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, I'm not pulling up an account.
You're not pulling up an account for Thomas Kaczynski?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this was on the internet, and it came up. It said I want a KitchenAid mixer. All I had to do was pay the shipping charges. So I fell for it. And the bank told me that this was a scam and that the shipping charge went through, but then they wanted to charge us $70 a month afterwards, $70 per month. And I didn't order anything. All I did was pay shipping charges for some sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but I can't do anything because I'm not finding you guys' name.
If it's a $5.95 shipping charge, I did that.
You did it?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I used my parents' credit card to pay a shipping charge for something that I had ordered. I guess my dad didn't remember, but now they say they keep getting charged like $70.
Yes.
Or something like that. But the only shipping charge that I agreed to was $5.95.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but I can't do anything because I'm not finding an account with their name. Is it in your name?
Yes.
Do you have the same last name as them?
Yes.
Okay, can I have your first name?
It's Kylene, K-Y-L-E-N-E.
K-Y-L-E-N-E. I'm still not pulling up an account.
Do you want my email address or?
No, ma'am. Can I have your phone number?
815-343-9228.
815-343-9228.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing's popping up.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
This is customer support.
Okay.
We handle charges.
Okay, so I ordered this dash cam for my dad for Christmas. And the shipping, after you take a survey, they say to pick one of the gifts and you pay shipping only, $5.95. I've got the package right in front of me.
When did you make the charge for both of these?
It was just one item.
The blender, the first one you were talking about, when did you make that charge?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, could it be under another name?
No. Nope.
You put your name?
I did. But for the billing information, I would have had to put my dad's name down and his address, since he's the one. Our shipping addresses are different.
Okay, well, can I have the last four digits of the card number that you use?
Okay. Let me find it. It is 8388.
And how much are you getting charged a month?
Okay, so they were charged the $5.95, and then